Another privacy scandal has hit Facebook after a reporter in the US discovered that a marketing company was scraping and storing public information from the photo sharing app Instagram. The company Hyper was saving Instagram stories indefinitely, even though the posts are supposed to disappear after 24 hours. Hyper was collecting and saving Instagram data by exploiting a privacy vulnerability that was meant to be closed after the Cambridge Analytica scandal. Alex Tai has the details.
Hyper, that's H-Y-P-3-R, is an upbeat San Francisco marketing company. They scrape data from social media in order to target customers based on their location.
We are Hyper. Make location the heart of your marketing.
But an investigation published on the website Business Insider has raised serious questions about how Hyper gets its valuable data. Rob Price is the reporter.
We discovered that Hyper, a buzzy San Francisco-based marketing firm, had been scraping millions of users' data off Instagram in violation of Instagram's terms, kind of using this data to track people's locations, save their stories, which are supposed to disappear after 24 hours, and build up these like quite intimate portraits of where these people are going on a daily basis, the businesses they frequent, the habits they have, and just like what they're doing over a period of weeks and months.
Bulk scraping of data from Instagram is explicitly against the rules of the photo sharing platform. After Rob Price's report came out, Instagram banned Hyper. Instagram is owned by Facebook. Last year, Facebook suffered a massive hit to its reputation after the Cambridge Analytica scandal. After that, Facebook and Instagram closed a lot of the loopholes that could be exploited to target users, including the one that allowed Hyper to scrape locations. Publicly, Hyper praised the changes. Behind closed doors, the marketing company made a tool that allowed it to circumvent the new privacy walls.
And what Hyper did was it deliberately disregarded that and work to rebuild functionality which had been disabled.
The question which remains to be answered is, did Instagram know about Hyper's data collection prior to the latest report? PM asked Instagram, but didn't hear back on that.
What Hyper was doing fully violated Instagram's rules, but it couldn't have got to where it was if Instagram had paid more attention.
The chief regulator of personal data in Europe says it's deciding whether it needs to investigate further. Hyper has paused its operations and in a statement posted to its website says it's seeking to collaborate with Facebook. Dr. Emily van der Nagel from Monash University says data privacy breaches like this stand out partly because user expectations are breached.
Instagram stories are meant to be ephemeral. They're not, I think, constructed in a user's mind that they're going to be fodder for a marketing company.
She says the business model of social media firms make it likely there'll be more inappropriate use of customer data.
You know, this is not a problem specifically to do with Hyper or specifically with Instagram. This is an issue because we have enormous hyper-commercialized platforms in operation at the moment.
That's Emily van der Nagel from Monash University, Alex Tai reporting.